Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Thursday, June 16th. Grey County is looking at which delegations it will make at the Association of Municipalities of Ontario or AMO conference. The delegations that could be made include one to the Ministry of Health on the need for increased access to supportive housing in Grey County and Community Paramedicine Supportive Outreach Service, one to the Ministry of Municipal Affairs and Housing about affordable housing, another on requirements in fixing the Long-Term Care Act related to infection prevention and control, a joint delegation with Bruce County to the MTO for expanding transit service in the rural area, and one to the Ministry of Education about improving access to licensed childcare by supporting wage enhancements for early childhood education as well as curriculum enhancements related to mental health and addictions. And last, one to the Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry about the management of general use areas, risk, and addictions. County Warden Selwyn Hicks says any time the county has a chance to meet with ministers and address local issues is important.
It's a way of just keeping our priorities in the minds of ministers.
The AMO conference will be held in Ottawa from August 14th to the 17th. Bruce County Public Library is excited to add a new service to its in-person resources. The library has added the Family Search Service, which is a volunteer-driven genealogy resource. Assistant Director Joanna Agard says the resource is available at the county's 17 libraries and at the museum.
You can basically put in your name or your grandparents' name, and then it brings up records and other people's family trees and all kinds of information to help you research your own family's history.
Family Search has over 6 billion searchable names and 2 billion images of historical records. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland gave a speech today in Toronto talking about $8.9 billion in spending with an aim to help Canadians deal with rising inflation. She calls it an affordability plan and says it was already announced in the budget. It includes a boost to the Canada Workers' Benefit, a 10% increase to old age security, a one-time housing affordability payment of $500 for low-income Canadians, increasing benefits indexed to inflation, $10 a day childcare by 2025-26, eventual dental coverage for Canadians earning less than $90,000. The money is not new. Freeland says it was already part of the budget. A bit of relief at the pumps for drivers this weekend. Dan McTague, the president of Canadians for Affordable Energy, says prices are set to dip below $2 a litre by Sunday. It would be the first time gas went that low since the end of May. The housing market across the province is expected to cool, with some areas falling faster than others. A new report from Desjardins says the Canadian housing market has reached an inflection point. Across the country, the average price of a home fell 2.6% month to month in March and 3.8% in April. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 607 points to 19,004. The Dow Jones is down 741 points. Our dollar is trading at 77.23 U.S. cents, down 34 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is up $1.71 to $117.02 a barrel. In sports at the U.S. Open in Massachusetts, Rory McIlroy is tied in the first round with Callum Tarran and David Lingmerth at 3-under. Some news coming down in the Ontario Hockey League today. Former Owen Sound Attack star player turned assistant coach Joey Hishon is leaving the organization to pursue other opportunities. Hishon spent his entire OHL career from 2007 to 2011 with the Attack, winning the OHL championship his final year, and rejoined the organization in 2018 as a skills and development coach before being promoted to the role of assistant coach and assistant GM. In Major League Baseball, an afternoon game is underway between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Baltimore Orioles to close out a four-game series. In Grey Bruce Ladies Fastball, two games, Tara takes on the Desboro Royals and Meaford faces the Gators. Game 6 of the NBA Finals is set to go tonight in Boston, with the Celtics trailing the Golden State Warriors 3-2 in the series. The Toronto Argonauts CFL home and season opener is tonight as they host the Montreal Alouettes. And the Owen Sound Bug Juice North Stars have games tomorrow at Brooklyn and Saturday at Ennismore. Both games will be carried live on 560 CFOS on MacArthur Tire and Leon's North Stars Radio. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.